And of course, the, I was going to say pile of cuttings, but it doesn't work like that now because it's all done on the computer. But she gathered more and more material, and she had to decide how she was going to organize this mass of material that she'd selected. And I remember we had quite a few discussions about that over the phone. And in the end, she came up with a very interesting solution. She felt that my writing was many-sided, and that the selection had to do justice to that many-sidedness. Not only that, but the way the material was organized also had to do justice to that many-sidedness. So she in the end decided that it wouldn't be any sort of abstract scheme, but something more, as it were, symbolical. So she hit upon the solution of arranging and organizing the material, the extracts, the excerpts, under the heading of the five jhanas, the five transcendental Buddhas. So all the material dealing with deeper aspects of the Dharma, she organized under the head of Akshobhya. And then everything to do with the arts, my writings about the arts or writing about poetry, she organized under the head of Ratnasambhava. Of course, meditation, spiritual friendship, that fell to Amitabha. And then, of course, there was Amoga City, and he very properly looked after all those references of mine to action, especially to team-based right livelihood, and so on. And then, of course, there was in the middle Varochana, who was concerned with an overview, as it were, of the whole material. So she organized the material. She organized these 330-odd excerpts under these five principal headings. And then, of course, there were subdivisions, and each excerpt had its own heading. So there was a sort of anthology, as it were.